Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all Motown songs that have an apostrophe in the title of the song. This half hour, we'll hear from the Velvettes, the Four Tops, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Michael Jackson and the Marvelettes, all coming up to the next half hour as we feature all Motown songs that have an apostrophe in the title of the song.
To be my Listen.
A Motown memory from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Cleo's Back, and that reached number 43 in United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1966. That was the B-side of the 45. The A-side was Shake and Finger Pop, which reached number 29. Before that, the Four Tops and It's the Same Old Song, number 5 from 1965. And we started with the Velvettes, a Motown memory's favorite artist, with He Was Really Saying Something, and that reached number 4, also from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all Motown songs that have an apostrophe in the title of the song. Well, coming up, a great song from Diana Ross called I'm Still Waiting. Well, I'm Still Waiting was both written and produced by Deke Richards. And it was recorded by Diana, first appearing on her 1970 album entitled Everything is Everything. It reached number one in the UK singles charts in August of 1971. And it also reached number one in Ireland. Interestingly enough, it was only a modest success in the United States, only reaching number 63 in the Billboard Hot 100 charts and number 40 on the Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, I'm Still Waiting was intended only as an album track, but BBC radio disc jockey Tony Blackburn featured it heavily on his morning program and persuaded EMI, who then issued all the Motown material in the UK, to release it as a single. Well, as mentioned on the UK singles chart, it reached number one for four consecutive weeks in August of 1971, and it prompted Motown to retitle the album called Surrender in the US to I'm Still Waiting in the UK. Well, here is Diana Ross, I'm Still Waiting, right here on Motown.
And made me cry again. Still waiting. small footlights. He could see I had no eyes. So he left me once again alone, like a child without her playmate. I had to face the truth, I was still in love with you.
she just didn't know. She wore sloppy dress on, no matter how she tried, she always looked a mess. Out of the pots she ate, never used a fork or dinner plate. I was always so afraid for my uptown friends to see her. Afraid one day when I was grown that I would be her. Married a guy and was living high. I didn't want him to know her. She had a grandson 2 years old that I'd never even show her.
Diana Ross and the Supremes with I'm Living in Shame, and it reached number 10 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1969. Before that, Marvin Gaye and That's the Way Love Is, number 7 in that same year from 1969. And we started with Diana Ross and I'm Still Waiting, number 63 from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all Motown songs with an apostrophe in the title of the song. Well, coming up, Glass Eye and the Pips and You Need Love Like I Do, Don't You? Right here on Motown Memories.
Gonna give me a second chance. Boy, that's plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Kind of
The Marvelettes with I'll Keep Holding On, and they reached number 34 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1965. Before that, Michael Jackson with A Child's Heart, number 50 from 1973. And we started with the Glass Knight and the Pips and You Need Love Like I Do, Don't You, number 25 from 1970. This half hour, we featured all Motown songs with an apostrophe in the title of the song. Come up at the break, more apostrophe-titled songs. So keep it right here on Motown.